Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 23rd, One Take Wednesday. We're in Isaiah chapter 55 today, verses 1 through 5. Then we'll move over to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, and we'll finish our readings with Proverbs chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. I have a little bit of a frog in my voice today, so please forgive me for that, but these are some great readings, so I hope that'll make up for it all. Isaiah 55, "Hey there, all who are thirsty, come to the water. Are you penniless? Come anyway. Buy and eat. Come, buy your drinks, buy wine and milk. Buy without money, everything's free. Why do you spend your money on junk food, your hard-earned cash on cotton candy? Listen to me. Listen well. Eat only the best. Fill yourself with only the finest. Pay attention. Come close now. Listen carefully to my life-giving, life-nourishing words. I'm making a lasting covenant commitment with you, the same that I made with David. Sure, solid, enduring love." Did that catch y'all off guard when he talked about cotton candy? What is he saying here? Well, I think he's telling us to come. We can come to God for life-giving nourishment. And oftentimes we run after foolish things like junk food and cotton candy. He's giving us a dichotomy here of nourishing food for the soul and that which doesn't nourish our soul. And so the question we can ask ourselves is, am I spending all of my time and energy or a lot of my time and energy on things that don't truly satisfy or aren't nourishing to my soul? And so we can do a little spiritual inventory here. What is it that you intake in media, in social media, in what you watch, in what you listen to, and what you let stew in your brain? And we can ask ourselves, what am I doing to nourish my soul? Well, you're coming to God's Word. That's one thing. But are we also blocking out some of the things that are like junk food to the heart? Okay, let's move on over to Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. The Pharisees, along with some religion scholars who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around him. They noticed that some of his disciples weren't being careful with ritual washings before meals. The Pharisees, Jews in general, in fact, would never eat a meal without going through the motions of a ritual hand washing, with an especially vigorous scrubbing if they had just come from the market, to say nothing of the scouring they'd give jugs and pots and pans. The Pharisees and religion scholars asked, "Why do your disciples flout the rules, showing up at meals without washing their hands?" Jesus answered, "Isaiah was right about frauds like you. Hit the bullseye, in fact. These people make a big show of saying the right thing, but their heart isn't in it. They act like they're worshiping me, but they don't mean it. They just use me as a cover for teaching whatever suits their fancy, ditching God's command and taking up the latest fads." Here, Jesus is boldly speaking against the Pharisees and confronting the religious leaders about what they do to have the outward appearance of godliness, but they lack inward devotion. And oftentimes when we read this, we think, boo, the Pharisees. But Jesus is pointing to us as well. Do we have a heart that is far from God? Or are we worshiping in a way that just looks really good and is according to our traditions? Or do we come to God with genuine and humble service? And so we pray, Lord, that we would be genuine in our worship of you and that we wouldn't just hold on to religious practice, but but we would have a heart that is connected to you and your word. Our final reading today is Proverbs 23, verses 1 through 3. When you go out to dinner with an influential person, mind your manners, don't gobble your food, don't talk with your mouth full, and don't stuff yourself. Bridle your appetite. I love reading in the Message paraphrase. These are so fun. When you go out to dinner, mind your manners. At the core, this proverb is about self-control. And so we ask ourselves, do I have self-control with food, with our words, maybe with our emotional state, or our ambitions? And we can ask ourselves, am I living in a way that is respecting others and also is knowing how to act in certain situations? Ultimately, we want to be a people who are humble and who are self-controlled. Thank you again for listening to me as I read God's word. I must confess that I did have to stop a couple of times, one to cough and one because what I said was totally, it didn't make sense. So I'm confessing that to you, my brothers and sisters, and I want to send you out today with Dr. Hull's blessing. But first, let's pray together. Father, as we reflect on your word, we're so grateful that we can come without money and that you satisfy us with life-giving nourishment. We pray, Lord, that we wouldn't be like the Pharisees who do all this outward religious practice, but inwardly our heart is just not set on you. Lord, we don't know how to fully set our heart on you without your supernatural work. So I pray for every person listening to this podcast that your spiritual work would be stirring in them so that they love you more and they live for you. We thank you, Lord, for the Proverbs, some practical wisdom for us today. Help us to be about our manners when it comes to being at the table, and also help us to bridle our appetites when it comes to what we desire in this world. That takes us back to the Isaiah passage. Most fully, Lord, we set our sights on you, and we praise you, and we want to be like you, and we want the world to know you. Help us to be a part of that grand mission. We pray this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord, the Christ who goes before you to prepare a way of service. Christ, go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ, go beside you as leader and guide. Christ, go within you as comfort and stay. Christ, go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ, go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.